Creatures from Over the Wall, written by C-Chan, read by Raven. Summary, in which Luke asks about creatures from Elliot's side of the wall, and Elliot decides to give him an education. "So, what sort of beings are there on your side of the wall, anyway?" Luke asked. Elliot looked at Luke as if he'd suddenly grown a second head. "Huh?" Luke just shrugged. "I mean, you're always going on about the various creatures, or races, or whatever you prefer to call them, that exist here in the Borderlands. Elves, trolls, mermaids, and the like." It was true, especially the mermaids, Elliot had to admit. He was fascinated by the mermaids. "So what about your side, then? I mean, the way you talk, it almost sounds like humans are all there is. But that can't be true, can it?" "Ah, I see why you'd think that," Elliot shrugged. "Well, yeah, there's other stuff too, I guess." "And you're not about to explain cats and dogs to me, are you?" "Well, there went that plan. Actually, there's other stuff as well, like vampires and werewolves and the headless horsemen and yetis." Luke cocked his head, curious. "And what are they like?" "Well, vampires are these creatures that suck your blood and drain your energy. The most famous one lives in a giant castle. And werewolves, well, their names literally mean man-wolf. And that's pretty much what they are. They look like anyone else, but in the light of the full moon, they transform into beasts. Headless horsemen were once human, I think. But now they have pumpkins for heads and are hunting for their real ones. And yetis, well, they're giant, mysterious mountain men who are covered in fur." "Ah," Luke replied. "And do your people fight, or have treaties with all of them as well?" "Not so much," Elliot replied. "I mean, we don't exactly live peacefully beside them. Most of them are in hiding. But we do know how to kill most of them. Like, vampires are weak to sunlight, and you can kill one at night by putting a stake through their heart, too. And werewolves die if they're shot with a silver bullet, even if they're normally pretty invulnerable. I don't know much about headless horsemen exactly, but I assume that something would happen if you found one of their actual heads. And yetis, well, you'd have to actually find one first. And that's about as hard as finding the Loch Ness Monster." Luke almost looked like his hand was itching for a pen. The poor, confused boy. "So you have monsters, too, then?"
"A couple," Elliot allowed.
"There's Frankenstein's monster, too. Named for the original creator. Like, a lot of diseases are. And he's kind of zombie-like. Oh, I forgot about zombies, too. They're undead creatures, and they like to eat your brains. People generally just fight them with whatever they have on hand. But I hear that they're altogether illegal in Canada." "Wait, what's a Canada?" "I'll get to that later. For now, this is a cryptozoology lesson, not a geography lesson. Now, let me tell you about chupacabras." Perhaps later, he'd explain. Or else Luke would figure out that all of these creatures were of myth, legend, and literature, and not of flesh and blood like those of other lands were wont to be. But for now, it was fun regaling the monsters of his childhood on Luke, and seeing how he reacted to each and every one. The end. Thank you for listening.